The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, March 6, 5100 Block 8A Avenue. Complainant reported a break-in had occurred at their residence. Suspect, S., gained entry through an unlocked door. Tools and sporting equipment, with a value of over $5,000, were stolen from the home. Identification team was contacted regarding possible set of prints and the crime scene was photographed. Surveillance video at residence proved negative. Neighborhood canvas for CCTV is ongoing. March 7, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being a victim of fraud after receiving an email from who they believed to be their employer, to purchase gift cards for a meeting. Complainant purchased $1,000 worth of gift cards from a local business and provided photos of the cards to an unknown suspect before realizing this was a scam. March 7, 1400 Block 55th Street. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from their vehicle parked on the road in front of the residence. Complainant unsure when theft occurred as only discovered after starting their vehicle on March 6. No witnesses or surveillance video. March 9, 1500 Block 53A Street. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in driveway at residence. Complainant stated this is the second time a catalytic converter has been stolen from their vehicle. No surveillance video or witnesses. Complainant concerned of a third incident occurring, advised to install CCTV cameras and park in well-lit area. March 9, 1000 Block Bayview Drive. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from vehicle parked on street in front of residence. No surveillance video or witnesses. March 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported attempted credit card fraud after receiving a call from an unknown male caller who identified himself as being from the TD Fraud Department saying their accounts had been compromised. Complainant provided credit card details and personal information before contacting financial institution to report incident and cancel accounts and change passwords. Complainant provided with contact information for Canadian Anti-Fraud Center as well as Equifax. No loss of funds was reported. March 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported after contacting Amazon for a refund. An unknown person convinced them to provide photos of driver's license, credit card information and install two mobile phone apps in an attempted fraud and identity theft of complainant. Police advised complainant to contact ICBC, change all online banking passwords and uninstall applications to cell phone. No fraudulent transactions made. March 11, 5000 Block Canoe Passway. Complainant reported that a customer left a local business without paying for food and drinks. The male suspect is described as 25 to 35 years old, wearing black and yellow baseball cap and black hoodie. Patrols conducted of area, surveillance footage proved negative and police were unable to locate the suspect. March 12, 5000 Block Canoe Passway. Complainant reported male suspect concealed items while inside a local business and left the store without paying. Police attended and located male suspect who was then arrested for theft and searched. Approximately $375 worth of product recovered and returned to business. Male suspect banned from local business for 12 months. Ladner. March 8, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being a victim of fraud after sending an e-transfer to purchase a puppy from Halifax that was never delivered. Complainant issued statement to police and provided information of fraudulent transaction. March 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant from local business reported being the victim of fraud over $5,000 via email scam. Unknown person posed as a vendor known to the business claiming a change to their banking information, requested monies be forwarded via wire transfer. Financial institution was notified and is investigating. March 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being the victim of fraud after company credit card was used on multiple occasions to purchase gas. Complainant has cancelled credit card and submitted a fraud transaction dispute for recovery of funds. March 11, 5000 Bentley Drive. Complainant reported witnessing theft of catalytic converter from a vehicle parked in driveway of residence. Patrols of area resulted in traffic stop of identified vehicle and catalytic converter being observed in a bag inside vehicle. Suspects arrested for theft, transported to HQ for processing and vehicle towed. March 11, 5000 Block 57A Street. Complainant reported the theft of their truck parked in front of residence sometime overnight on March 10. Police attended and noted a pair of pliers on the ground where the truck had been parked. Truck added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. March 12, 5200 Block 48th Avenue. Complainant reported theft of 4 bottles of alcohol from local business valued at $190. Caucasian suspect with brown hair wearing gray long-sleeve top, dark-colored backpack and sunglasses. Surveillance video proved negative.